الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series. And inshallah, in this series, in sequence, we are mentioning the signs of Judgment Day. And inshallah, just like the previous episodes, today's episode will also be very amazing and interesting. Because after all, we're going to mention a sign of Judgment Day. And people like to hear about these signs. What sign in particular will we be hearing about? The view is there is an Arabic word, maskh. And in this episode, you will hear about the meaning of maskh and how it is related to the signs of Judgment Day. But before that, let me tell you a few incidents related to maskh. Let's first listen to a Quranic story, and then I will relate a story from the times of the pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. Now, the word maskh means a distortion of the face and form. And these incidents that I will be mentioning, they've occurred in the previous nations and the ancient times too. And I will also inform you in regards to whether they will happen in the future, and if yes, how will they take place? Now, how were the faces distorted in the past? The human form would change. Someone would turn into a monkey and someone into a dog. This would actually happen. Now, why did this all happen and how did it happen? Let us listen to that. So in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this incident. What happened was, around 70,000 people from the nation of Sayyiduna Dawood, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, lived in an area, a village called Ayla. And this was on the seaside near another area called Aqaba. Now, this is a very famous Quranic story. What happened was, these people, they were well established. They lived luxurious lives. They were fishermen. They would catch fish for a living. And as I just mentioned, they were very wealthy. They were quite well off. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them a lot of bounties. Their lives were passing smoothly. They were enjoying life. But now a trial was inflicted upon these people. And that trial was that they were going to be prohibited from fishing on Saturdays. But the amazing thing was that on Saturdays, more fish were seen. And they were able to be caught more easily. But this was a trial, a command from Allah Almighty. Now what happened was that Shaitan told them of a trick, a hila, a way out. And he said, what you could do is make small ponds and draw some streams from the sea. On Saturday, the fish will enter the ponds through the streams. Close the ponds thereafter. And then after Saturday, you can take out your fish from the ponds. Now, dear viewers, Shaitan told them of this way, of this plan. But it was wrong. Why? Because basically, if you think about it, this is also a form of fishing, i.e. capturing the fish from the sea in the ponds first, and then catching them later on. So these people, they became very greedy and they started to do this. And when they did do this, they were distributed into groups. Now some people, they warned that this was disobedience to Allah Almighty. They considered this to be wrong, and it was wrong. They said, this is fishing on Saturday, which is forbidden. We have been told not to do this and it's haram. But there were around 12,000 people who began following Shaitan's advice. And now, the pious people who followed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet Sayyiduna Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, they broke off all relations with them. They didn't want anything to do with them. So they boycotted them socially, and they erected a wall between themselves and those people who had gone against the command of Allah, and they separated themselves from them. What happened then? When Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam came and learned about his people's actions, they were forbidden by Allah Almighty to catch fish on Saturdays, and yet he saw that they were catching fish like this in the manner that Shaytan had told them on a Saturday, he supplicated for the destruction of those people. Now dear viewers, a day came when from the other side of the wall, where there were 12,000 people, 12,000 people used to live there, no voice was heard whatsoever. So the people on this side of the wall, they were surprised that nobody has come out from there. We can't hear any voice. What's the matter? What's going on? So when a person from this nation, he climbed up the wall and looked across the wall, he was shocked to see that all of the 12,000 inhabitants on the other side of the wall, all of those 12,000 people had turned into monkeys. Yes, dear viewers, 12,000 people had been turned into monkeys. Their faces had been distorted. So the door was opened, they opened the door. And when it was opened and the people went to the other side, they were astonished that they had human-like bodies. Those people had human-like bodies, but their faces were like monkeys. A'yadu billahi ta'ala. And they were not even able to recognize each other. So the monkeys would come to their relatives, smell their clothes, and would shed tears. But the relatives could not recognize who they were, meaning who that particular person was. Now these 12,000 individuals remained hungry and thirsty for 3 days. And finally, all 12,000 people departed from the world. They died. Dear viewers, this was a torment, a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was such a trial to this nation from Allah Almighty, in which a lot of people succeeded. But these 12,000 people, they were turned into monkeys because of disobeying Allah Almighty and earning an unlawful living. Now, dear viewers, this incident is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Where is it mentioned in the Holy Quran? Let me recite that Quranic verse for you and its translation as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Translation. And undoubtedly, you definitely know those amongst you who are transgressed in the matter of Saturday. So we said to them, become apes despised. Now the divine commandment occurred. This torment was inflicted upon them, and the faces of 12,000 people were distorted. They were changed. And this was not something new. It happened in previous nations as well. An individual reports that there were three of us who were going to Yemen together. One of our companions was speaking ill of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhumah, Shaykhain. He was uttering disgraceful words. We forbade him again and again, but he would not give up on this act. He was persistent. When we reached near Yemen and woke him up for Fajr Salah, he said, I have just seen the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my dream, and my Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sat by my head and said to me, O sinner, Allah Almighty has dishonored and disgraced you, and you will be distorted at this very place. Immediately after that, both of his legs turned into the legs of monkeys, and instantly his face also turned into a face of a monkey. Now after Fajr Salah, we caught him and we made him sit on the saddle of a camel. We fastened him with ropes and we left from that place. At sunset, when we were passing through a jungle, we saw a group of monkeys there. So the person who had turned into a monkey, he broke the ropes. He set himself free. He jumped down from the camel and joined the group of monkeys. Now we were astonished. We stayed there for a while in order to see whether the monkeys accept him or not. So we saw that he went to the monkeys and sat with them. He would look towards us quite regretfully, remorsefully, and his eyes were tearful as well. After a while, when all the monkeys were leaving from that place, he also left with them. Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. Now, dear viewers, did you notice and did you observe the consequences of disrespecting the pious men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speaking ill of them? And in particular, we should always be mindful of speaking good regarding the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt, the companions of the Prophet alayhi salam and his blessed family, such righteous people. We must never dishonor any of them with our tongue, nor should we think evil regarding them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever keep us amongst those who show respect to the pious and righteous men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, dear viewers, these incidents tell us that the distortion of the faith has occurred before as well. So these two incidents that I mentioned show us that distortion of the faith has occurred. Now you might be thinking, this program is about signs of the hour, signs of judgment day, and I've mentioned a couple of incidents to you, but how does that relate to the sign of judgment day? Now, the reason I mention these is so that you get an idea of what distortion is. You also realize that this has occurred before as well, and know that it will again take place before judgment day. And this is proven through a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, I'm going to inform you of those narrations too. But take note that since we are from the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not be mass punished. It will not be the case that the faces of all people will be distorted. Rather, there will be some unfortunate people whose faces will be distorted before Qiyamah, before Judgment Day. Now, when will this happen and how will it happen? I will soon inform you. But just one more parable, one more story with a lot of admonition and sincere advice in there for us. It is mentioned in the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim that Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who raised his head before the Imam and does not fear doing so, Allah Almighty will turn his head into the head of a donkey. Meaning he'll be distorted and his head will become like a donkey's head. Astaghfirullah. Now, even today, people consider this a trivial, small matter. They offer salah, and we observe this as well, that people, they perform ruku, sujood before the Imam, and they don't consider this a major issue. They even raise their head from ruku and sujood before the Imam. But remember, in our Sharia, it is a major sin to do so. This is a great mistake, and we must not do this in any case. Because, as you just heard in the hadith, a torment has been promised. And what was that torment? What was that punishment? The distortion of the face. Meaning a person's face or head will turn into the head of a donkey. Now, even if this is not inflicted on people today, this is for the sake of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam. This is the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are protected. But people are doing all sorts. Some people might be listening and, owing to ignorance, they may think, how is this even possible? Can such a massive punishment be inflicted because of such a minor mistake? They consider it a minor mistake. Just because someone raised their head before the Imam in Ruku and Sujood, he'll be punished in that his face will turn into the face of a donkey. Remember, this is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. And we always have to follow the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. And we have to fear the things that we have been forbidden. We have to fear the things that are prohibited and forbidden. We must never do those actions. And instead, we must act upon the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, in the commentary of this same hadith, Allama Mulla Ali Qari narrates a unique and a strange parable that a muhaddith went to learn hadith from a famous sheikh in Damascus, Syria. And the sheikh used to teach him hadith behind a veil, behind a curtain, even though he was a man, and men do not observe the veil. So once his student insisted and he asked him to show his face because he used to learn from him, he was his teacher, And when he removed the veil from his face, lo and behold, his face was like a donkey, meaning it had been distorted. Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh. He said, meaning that Shaykh said, my mind did not accept this, meaning it would not believe in this hadith. I would consider this hadith to be untrue and incorrect. And just to test this hadith, I started to raise my head before the Imam, and I was afflicted with this calamity. Now, dear viewers, we realize that these incidents can occur. We should fear them. We must not consider the punishment from Allah Almighty to be a joke. And we must never ever test those ahadith. These were the ways of the previous nations who used to say to the prophets alayhi wasalam that if you are true, if what you have brought is true, then bring divine punishment. Let divine punishment descend upon us. If you study the Quran, we will see this. We will see these statements mentioned by the previous nations to their prophets. So this is the way of the non-Muslims. And then the punishments and torments were inflicted on them. They saw firsthand that divine punishment descended and destroyed them. So we must never say or think that we will see when the torment comes. Ma'adallah. We should never ever utter words to this effect. Because we are nothing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot withstand the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always seek refuge from this punishment. And we should ask Allah azza wa jal for His mercy. Nothing but His mercy. Now let me share two ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with you, from which you will realize that distortion of the faces will take place even before Judgment Day. Yes, in one hadith the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, during the end of times, subsidence of land, distortion of forms, and showering of stones will occur for the Ummah. Meaning, the land will subside, stones will rain down, and faces will be distorted. And there's another hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Anas, people will settle in different cities. And one of those cities is Basra. It's referred to as Basra. So if you pass by it and go into it, you must avoid its salty soil. The site of Al-Qala, its gardens, markets, and the doorsteps of its rich people, because the subsidence of land, showering of stones, and earthquakes will occur there. And if you, the ulama, the scholars of Islam, have said that in Basra this sign has not yet occurred, meaning it is still to take place. We pray to Allah Almighty that He has special mercy upon us, that He descends khas rahmah upon us and safeguards us from these torments. Along with this, viewers, we must make this intention that we will not disobey Shari'i rulings, we will not dishonor them. We will rather keep acting upon the commands and ahkamat revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must make our deeds good. We must only perform good deeds. And as well as this, seek forgiveness continuously from the court of Allah Almighty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include all of us amongst His beloved servants before we are presented in His court on the Day of Judgment. And it is mentioned in the Holy Quran that on the Day of Judgment, some faces will be shining bright and some faces will be dark. May the merciful Lord, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to lead such a life that we only perform deeds that lead to His pleasure, that please Him on the Day of Judgment. And may all of our faces shine bright. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us with paradise. In the next episode, we will be presenting another sign of Judgment Day, sign of the hour. Please watch the episode and encourage others to do so. Until then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve all of us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.